Cool. Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome back to the Be Real. Life's only one take, so be real because there is no Be Real. We got a special guest today for a great topic. We're about to dive into the deepest of minds here because we've been speaking nothing but depth here in, I'd say, the last 3 weeks. We've had some pretty deep talks, like really diving in with like how we've been talking to each other.
Progression, man. People. Just life.
You were already like deep as shit, but it's been. Vin Diesel. Yeah.
Hey, how y'all doing? What's up? Nice to be on the podcast.
Hey, welcome, welcome. So today's topic is what it means to be. So we're going to really break down into our own mentals and what the brand is to us, but not just the brand solely, but what the brand means in regards to becoming, like your identity, you're just you, like being yourself, you know, in its entirety, and what that means to be yourself, and like how you portray yourself, and how you see yourself, and like all aspects. So
how you pursue your life, how you move,
how you operate. Yeah. Not. So today's topic is what it means to be. So how we dive into this.
You let it off. So let's go ahead and start it off. What does be mean to be?
Be means to be. So for me, a lot of life's like, it's creativity, man. And like what I'm learning a lot recently, like what's been in my wave and like my pattern of life is like, I've been in a conditioned mindset that I've been so focused on the future and moving so fast in life that even though I think I'm present, I haven't really been present, and I've been lacking like a sense of mindfulness and being able to slow down time, because I've been in such a state that, you know, becoming, you can create who you want to be, you live the life you want to be, you can do all that. And like that, to me, I was so focused here versus being here. So like,
you were thinking about the future, where you wanted to be,
and like that idea and that image of becoming the person I wanted to be, you know,
instead
like
of becoming that person,
instead of
doing those actions, and living in the present moment.
100%.
Yep.
Because like we are our own creators of life, like the way we operate, the way we move, our habits, our, you know, how we portray ourselves, how we dress, how we just day-to-day activity, that's becoming the person we want to be. That's being the person you are now, but you're doing these steps and these movements to become the person you want to be. Like we were talking at Pearl Beach, like not working for tomorrow, but working for the person 10 years from now, like working that decade movement, you know.
Definitely.
So that's
one of my favorite quotes, Aristotle, I think. We are what we repeatedly do. Therefore, excellence is not a single thing, a single act, but a habit. So being that every single day, if you want to be something, you want to be that basketball player, right? When we was talking before, how you wanted to play pro ball, but it's like, did you dive fully into that? Did you buy into that?
Right.
And then we can lead into also why people do not be, why they can't be, is because things get thrown at them. Life is tough. People doubt them. People put their doubts on them, and people limit them rather than truly believing in yourself, because you're limitless. You can accomplish anything that you truly put your mind to, and anything that you want to do. It's all about taking the time to dig into it, to
so
dive
you
in.
Do you feel that mindset of being limitless is external? People are taking that because other people are holding them down, and it's hard for them to embody.
And probably they've never seen it done. So I know from, like, I never really thought about life. Like, growing up, I didn't think about much life past sports, man, like past football. Like, I didn't, what was I going to be after 21? I never thought about being 25 years old. I never thought about that, right? Like, it's like, what do you do after college? What do you do after this? What do you do after that? There's either, if you don't see it, it's hard to do something that you've never seen. You gotta learn it. You gotta see something to know, okay, that can be done. It's like when the person ran the first 4 minute mile, which everybody thought was impossible, and then boom, a couple weeks later, everybody's running 4 minute miles. You know what I mean?
So
yeah, and as soon as you change that belief that like I can really do anything that I put my mind to, That's the beauty of life, is that you can create. You are a creator. You were made in the image of the creator. So therefore, now we can create. We can push forward and manifest what we want to. We can actualize everything that we want in our lives, as long as we take the proper steps, right? So it can be limiting. It can be limiting because, A, people don't know what they want, or because people tell them that they can't do that. And, but who is somebody else to tell you what you can and cannot do?
Facts.
And why would you listen to somebody? Why do you want those people around you, right? That goes to you are who you spend the most time with, right? And then another area, I think another thing that can mess with people is if they don't spend enough time with people, or if they spend too much time with the wrong people, you know what I mean? Like, if you aren't social. I know you've been picking on me lately because you've been thinking I haven't been social. But it's like, you got to take time for yourself, right? You got to take time for yourself, and you got to figure out what path you are actually on. What do you really want to accomplish, and where do you see yourself going? Right. What is your ultimate goal, right? And sometimes things move slow, but you're still on the right track. And I was talking to you about that over there when he was mixing up them smoothies. But like, it's all about timing. Everything's about timing. In boxing, timing. Like sports, timing. Everything has to be in the right times. There's a season and there's a reason for everything, right? Okay. So you just got to find the most beneficial reason for that. You gotta find what works for you. But being present. What does B mean to me? Being present, being yourself, being authentic, being able to express yourself, not holding back, and just being comfortable with who you are and how you are, and just knowing that it's okay. Like, there is no judgment. Like, even if other people are judging you, it doesn't matter. It's you judging yourself from thinking that somebody else is judging you. So therefore, like, you're just putting that in your head. When just be, man, just be, just relax, just be yourself.
Own it. It's an embodiment, you know, in every aspect of it. Like, owning your true self, owning who it is that you see yourself in everything you do.
Yeah, this is who I want to be. So right. this is what I want to put off. But it. And that could be frustrating though, because like, there could be a disconnect sometimes. I'm putting this out there because I want everybody to know this, or I want everybody to think this, but they're not catching it the same way. So I got to change the message that I'm, or the way that I'm delivering the message, so that way it comes across correct.
Right. And I think that leads to confusion sometimes, because then people try to change the message versus just changing the way you present it, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, right.
Articulation, man. Embodiment. Own who you are. Like, we're not gonna judge you over here. We are some of the most diverse group of people I know, but like, this tribe's accepting everybody. Like, that's the brand in itself. Life's only one take. Be real, because there is no be real. There's no second shot. Like, this is the time. Mm-hmm. So if you want to do it now. Like, what are you waiting for?
And that's 100%. And that's how you're gonna find the real. Mm-hmm. By being you, that attracts people that are gonna come into your life that are gonna be like, I rock with that, and I support that. I want to be a part of that. Yeah. I want that energy around me. So be that balance and that energy, right? That electricity, that magnetism, all that stuff, it brings it all out, man. And being present is the most important part, I think. Mm-hmm. I think that's a big key right there. Is being present. Being present right here, and being present right here to be able to know, like, I'm comfortable in my own skin, in who I am, in what I want to do. I've thought about it. I've done the work. And now I'm moving towards something. If we're not moving towards something, then we're kind of lost. And then it leads to all kind of confusion.
Yeah. The most pivotal thing I've had to like experience this year so far is like understanding that, you know, I've been distracted by the vision of it all and like not being here. And then when I came back in tune with the here, everything changed, bro. Like, boom, boom, opportunity here, great connection here, great conversation here. And like, it's so powerful just being in the now versus staying in the past and trying to fix the past, because that's gone. Like, that's nothing. Like, that's gone. Future is there, but it's how you move right now is how that actually manifests, you know?
Absolutely. I think you could be, you know, basically anything that you set your mind to. You know what I mean? A lot of people, you bring up the point that, you know, you also have to be comfortable with yourself. And a lot of people aren't comfortable with themselves, and that's 100% fine. But you still have to find that balance within you to, it's like, where it's like, all right, I understand that I'm not fully comfortable with certain parts of me or something like that. You know what I mean? And be comfortable with that uncomfortability. You know what I mean? Be comfortable with that and understand that this is who I am and this is what I am now, but what I am becoming. You know what I mean?
Because you can change.
It could always. Exactly. You know what I mean? What I am becoming, being present in that process, you understand? It's, you just have to be there. You have to be there in every moment, taking your good, taking your bad, and just be present. You know what I mean? And, you know, as time goes on, as you stay loyal to your process, whatever it is that you're chasing, you know what I mean? The results will show. It will prove itself, and you'll be better for it.
Awareness is key. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
100%.
And I think a big part of that too, being comfortable with yourself, loving yourself.
Yeah.
Respecting yourself and just nurturing yourself. Knowing that you're a work in progress. Knowing that to be is to steadily be improving. Yeah. To steadily be looking to get better. Like, all right, somebody points something out. I don't necessarily like it, but I realize that I have the control, the ability to change something to make it work. You know what I mean? To make it a better fit, to make it more accepting, or to make it right. Maybe you don't even pay attention to how it rubs off on other people, maybe the wrong way, but somebody says something in a loving, kind way, mm-hmm. that just opens your eyes. And they're like, okay, now I try to change this behavior pattern or this thought pattern or whatever it may be, right? Mm-hmm. I know I can get up, Daniela tells me all the time, I can get caught up in negative thinking all the time, and easily. And it's like, I don't, why would I take it to that? Like, just breathe, man. Just breathe. Everything's okay.
Yeah.
Everything's okay. I got my team around me. I'm good. I got myself. And that's one of my favorite lines, bro, that you always remind me, that, like, as long as you got you, I got you.
100%.
Because
if you don't got you, then fuck.
I barely got me. How can I have you too?
Right.
Yeah.
That shit's powerful, bro. 100%. That
shit's powerful. Yes, sir.
When do you think that there's a point in life where, like, you're going along and you really want to be something? Do you think that there's a point where there, and that's why that we have Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, like, there's people that they know exactly what they want to do, doctors, and then they go right to that. They choose that path and they follow that thing 100% to the death of them. And then people that want to do this, but then they're just like, nah, they fall short and they decide to settle for something less, huh?
Mm-hmm.
They decide. At what point do you think that like dreams start to get taken away from you?
I think that's the point when you stop dreaming, honestly. Like, just because plan A don't work this way don't mean plan A won't work this way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, that's having that ultimate vision of where you want your life to be and where you want to go. So if it's not athlete, okay, I'm in the athletics, let me still work with athletes. I know what it takes to play the game and be a great coach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let me go through the ranks of coaching and do all that. You know, so it's just a matter of when you let that defeat, like, when you accept defeat, I think that's when that stops.
100%. Yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with external forces interrupting our internal forces. You understand? Like, internally, you know exactly what you want to do, and you have big dreams and hopes and whatnot, but we allow something externally to, you know, deter us from those dreams, right? And it could be something physical, or it could be, you know, somebody else, you know, maybe on the athletic part, it could be an injury, right? We know injuries that could really break someone's career, and not even just the physical limitation of that injury, but the mental as well.
You don't want to cut it. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to plan it. You don't mm-hmm. want to go up.
Again. You don't trust it.
Exactly.
You don't trust yourself. Yeah.
So that external force is now messing with your internal force. You know what I mean? There's also people as well. Like, we had that discussion, you know, when I was young. You know, I'm sure everybody, all men in America, had this dream of being a pro hooper, whatever sport it is. You know what I mean? And exactly, hoop dreams. And, you know, shout out to my pops, I love you, but he really shot that down for me. You know what I mean? But I allowed that external force to deter me from that. You know what I mean? Instead of, you know, building that internal force, like, no, I'm not going to accept no for an answer. You know what I mean? And exactly what we just said, I know that I'm not there at this point in time, but I recognize and I'm aware of what I need to do to get there. And once that internal force is greater than all these external forces, what's going to stop me?
Yeah.
You understand?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's, oh man, wow, that was great. That's great. it's like it kind of kills a piece of your light. It dims a part of your light, and it's hard to like get that back all the time. You know what I mean? Like, right. You see that all the time. Like, oh man, I used to love doing that when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Well, why'd you stop? Why'd you stop? Did you think it was pointless? Did somebody talk you out of it? Somebody say it was stupid or like what? Like, man, pursue it all, because it's whatever sets you on fire, right? Exactly. Whatever lights that passion, whatever ignites that, man, that's what you should be chasing, because that means you're gonna give the most effort to it.
Right.
You're gonna make it the best, and that's how you in turn make the world a better place, is by giving your best. You only can give your best when you're doing what you actually want to do. And that's what's kind of hard, man. And that's what, like, it feels like everything is set up. Oh, you want to be a doctor? Just go to school and study this. Mm-hmm. But, like, not everybody has that opportunity. Not everybody has that opportunity. And, like, I don't know. Dream killers. Yeah. That's an interesting topic, man.
But there's always a way. There's always a way through everything. You're going to... No matter what you do in life, you're always going to face adversity. You're always going to face some kind of challenge and whatnot. Now it's on that internal force. Have you built up that internal force to be so great that that external force is, hey, I'll find a way around it, or I'm running through it. You know what I mean? Or is it going to stop you?
That's your pride. That's your integrity. That's like, I'm going to fucking do it.
Right.
Yeah. You know, like, internal force, you said that a couple of times. Mm-hmm. What do you liken that to? Like, what he just said, that determination, that will, whatever, to keep going, right? Yeah. That drive. For me, I'm thinking faith. Like that internal, like, this is who I believe I am. Mm-hmm. This is what I believe in. This is what I love. This is what I enjoy. So this is what I'm going to pursue.
That internal force, it's different for many people, you know. For some people, it's... For some people, it comes from, it's funny because it actually comes from facing adversity from a young age and whatnot, right? There's an eternal force in them we all know someone like that. Survive. They're stubborn. You know what I mean? You will not tell them no. They've been told their whole life and you will not tell them no. They will prove you wrong. That's a different type of eternal force. Not everybody has that. You know what I mean? The Mamba mentality, that's a different type of internal force. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Your faith, that's a different type of eternal.
What's that even?
You know what I mean? Exactly. You know what I mean?
Can your records break records?
You know what I mean? So it's whatever drives you, you know, like, add fuel to that fire and just keep it going. Keep it going. No matter what rain comes out to put out that fire, hey, overtime, baby. You know what I mean?
Keep
you got to keep pushing.
Right.
You
know what I mean? Feed you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man.
Yeah. Yep. And you know, there's plenty of resources out there to help people out with figuring out what sparks their fire, you know. It's funny as hell. I have a cousin, I'm not gonna name him, but I have a cousin, and you know, he was in the streets growing up, gangbanging and all that stuff, and his internal force was when he finally had a family, he had a kid, and that took him in a whole different direction. Like, that man used to walk around reckless all day throughout the streets. And the day that he stepped outside with his newborn, all the forces outside, it kind of, man, this is not just about me no more.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
There's something small then. Like, you know,
exactly.
There's so much more to you.
Exactly. Yeah. Shout out to him.
It's not just
that
your
man,
life no more.
Uh-huh. That man lives in Manhattan right now. Nice neighborhood. Kids go to the best school. All of that completely changed his life around. Went to school, everything. And he's doing amazing in life. And that's just something that was his force. That was his internal force. The love that he had for his offspring. Mm-hmm. It was just like, yo, this is what takes me to the next level. You know what I mean? And, hey, it's all about that internal force. Whatever drives you, you know, find that out. You know, and
your why.
Feed that.
Simon Sinek says your why.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is your why?
And that's through experience too, and like, life experience can change you. Like you said, he was this way and he had a kid, like,
mm-hmm.
that all switched. Like, he's probably like, I don't want my kid to go through anything that I went through.
At all.
I'm switching everything up.
Yep.
When you start thinking about that, it's bigger than just you. Life is bigger than just you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, so like, what are you bringing to the world? What are you bringing to your family?
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Oh, man. That's a great topic.
100%. 100%. And that's also to say there's no one right way to be either. Like, you know, like everybody's different. Like, if there's one right way to be, shit would be boring, right? Like, no, there's no diversity. There's no uniqueness in life. We're all unique in our own way. We're all unique in our own realm. So, like, for me, the brand's about spotlighting that. Like, bring that out of people and, like, accepting that out of people. Like, it's a respect and it's an appreciation. Like, you are you. You are unique. You are great. Like, let that be known. Like, you said, we all got gifts, you know? Like, let it shine. You know, like, we are all here to collab, come together. Like, we're all different. We're all going through this whole thing together, you know? Mm-hmm. We're all experiencing life, not the same time, but, like, kind of the same time, you know?
That's what makes music and jokes so like, relatable. Is because everybody goes through it. Everybody can feel it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody can feel it. Everybody feels the struggles of life.
Yeah.
That I think that's why, like, I think that life is synonymous with fighting and stuff is because it's like, it is a struggle. It's a struggle. Like, it's going
to
keep hitting you, but are you going to give up or are you going to keep pushing forward?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to keep pushing forward. You're going to give it all that you have, everything that you have inside of you because you want more, because you want better, because you refuse to give up. You refuse to just lay down and just take it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, when I was in college, my college coach, he used to get on us all the time and tell us, man, the pros got y'all fooled. They make y'all feel like this thing is harder than it actually is. You know what I mean? But it's not. You want it? Go get it. It's as simple as that. You know what I mean?
They did it. You can do it.
Exactly. Don't ever think that someone... Yeah, exactly. He made it because he's doing something. You know what I mean? One man over. I like that. The brand is inclusive. 100%, man. 100%. So definitely, anybody out there listening, just be all that you can be.
100%.
You know what I mean?
Be all that you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't fit to society's norms. Like, do what you want to do because you want to do it. You know, if your heart's pure and, like, it really does drive you, pursue that. Like, oh, so-and-so won't like it if I do this. Fuck so and so, like, in the nicest way possible.
It ain't for them. It's for you.
It's not. It's your life.
There's always gonna be haters.
100%.
Always gonna be doubters, 100%. Naysayers.
And they're not living your life. Like, they don't see what you see. Like, there could be a shared vision, but it's still, the vision's not the same. Like, some detail is gonna be different along the line. You know, like, the way they view the picture and the way you view the picture are gonna be different. So, like, in the day, you got to pursue it for your part of it. And then when you collab, y'all come together and y'all build something fucking beautiful, you know, something amazing. Because
from different perspectives.
100%.
Yeah, connecting at one point.
That's the collaboration. That's the brand,
baby.
That's the brand, baby.
Yes, sir.
Fuck with it.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
It's all love and appreciation. But honestly, like, B, like, it's such a simple concept, but it's so complex at the same time because you can literally be anything that you want to be in life. Just go get it, right?
Balance your energy. Focus it.
Mm-hmm.
Discipline.
Yep.
Like, really set your mind to it. Like, don't just say it. Really set your mind to it and start moving towards that. And don't be like me and get so focused on the long picture. Like, now. Now is the time that you create. And that was, like, a thing, too. Like, the biggest mind-blowing revelation I had was, like, I used to always view manifestation as, like, just keep painting that picture over and over again. Like, keep having that picture here. But manifestation happens in the now. Like, it's how you move now versus, like, oh, I'm gonna just keep visioning this over and over again. I'm gonna have it, but not. And then it makes more sense because they're always, like, talking about act like you already got it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the now. Like, I already got it, so I'm moving that way. And, like,
right.
Bro, crazy.
And clearing space for it to come to you,
mm-hmm.
right? Getting rid of anything that is standing in the way, that say I'm holding bricks and you're trying to give me gold, but I don't want to drop these bricks. I can't hold that gold, so I gotta let go of these bricks so I can hold that gold. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like letting go, whether that's habits, whether it's relationships, whether it's jobs, whether it's whatever. Like, you have to let go of some things if they're not serving you, if they're not truly making you happy. You can't be a slave to your life. You gotta own your life. You gotta run your life.
Yeah. If it don't serve you, don't do it. If it don't serve you, it's not ever gonna serve you, right? Like, if it's not serving you right now, what's the point? What's it really doing for you if it's not serving you? If it's not putting you where you want to be, or putting you one step closer to where you want to be.
It's absolute.
Like that. It's just crazy. Life's a crazy thing, but it's fun, bro. I think it's fun. I like it.
It's a beautiful thing if you look at it with the right set of eyes. You 100%. Know what I mean? Once you get to a point that I was talking to Baylor about this last week, actually. Once you get to a point that you realize, yo, the only thing stopping me is me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Man, that's a powerful feeling. That is a powerful feeling. You tell me I can't do what?
Mm-hmm.
All right, give me some time.
Yep.
I know the process.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get in tune with the process. I'll be back.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's small wins. Small wins. That always works for me. Small wins. You know what I mean? Going through the process and getting that small win. You know what I mean? I'm a little faster now. You know what I mean? I'm a little stronger now. I'm coming. You're not going to tell me I'm not going to be.
Right.
Yes, sir.
That's for stuff that serves you, too. When you're in that wave and in that tune, you can, like, decipher what's, like, not really relevant. Like, someone says some shit. Okay, I don't even want to do that. So, that's fine.
Right.
Like, okay. You're right. I'm not, like, and the ego's abolished part of it, right? Like, you're not really, that's not part of your plan. That's not part of your process. So, it's right. Like, cool. You can have that. I'm here. Like, I'm moving this way. This is what I'm about to do.
Exactly.
It's not keeping up with the Joneses or competing. Nah. It's competing with yourself.
It's knowing yourself. It's knowing what you want to do.
And getting out your own way.
Yeah. Right? That's all it is, you know?
Right.
That's just powerful, man.
Honestly.
What it means to be.
What it means to be. Be in tune with yourself. You said something I wanted to touch back on, but I totally lost track of it.
Donna said a lot.
Right. When you're talking about the bricks and the gold and then something.
Just clearing space. What are the things that you got to clear?
Yeah, mental clarity is a big part too. Like, don't distract yourself with the what ifs and the what if nots. Like, breath's powerful. Breath's very powerful. That's a great way to put yourself back in tune with the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then also alerting your senses. Like, if you feel like you're getting scrambled in thoughts, like, really take those breaths, but then, like, get in tune with your senses. Like, what do you hear? What do you see? How does that make you feel? What are you smelling right now? Like, getting in touch with all that and really slowing things down, that's going to really, like, take away the external distractions of what's going on around there and slow down what's going on in you.
Absolutely.
I got a question for both of y'all. How do you cultivate confidence?
That's a great question.
How do you increase your confidence? How do you maintain your confidence when there's doubt, when there's things going on, when things look terrible? But how do you maintain your confidence in yourself?
I'll look in the mirror. What's up? Like, dude, I see you. But it's like a lot of self-talk, you know? Like, for me, it's definitely self-talk. Like, I don't really need a lot of external words of affirmation, but, like, self-talk and then really, like, showing myself the actions that I've been doing and what I'm still doing. Mm-hmm. Like, really putting things into perspective. Like, okay, that kind of sucked, but I'm still more here than I was, like, a year ago, you know? Like, I've come this far. And I've done this much, like, what's really stopped me? Why do I feel this way? Like, breaking it down and, like, really trying to figure out why I'm, like, in this low and then getting myself out of it. But it's a lot of self-talk and it's a lot of, like, reassurance to the self, like, me to me, like, bro, like, I'm doing this shit. Like, I am who I am. I do what I do. Like, people are going to hate. People aren't going to always be on my side. So why the fuck would I let that bother me? You know, why would I let that... And then there's that old saying, like, the ship only sinks when you let water get in. Mm-hmm. It doesn't sink from the outside. It sinks when the water gets in. So why would I let that water in, you know?
Right,
just
right.
Keep moving that way.
I'm filled with that. All right.
But self-talk.
Definitely. For me, confidence, I build confidence in different ways, and it depends on the situation as well. So if it comes to putting myself in a space that I'm not necessarily comfortable with, I'll remind myself that I'm not the first one to go through it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I ain't gonna be the last person mm-hmm. either. You know, so that builds up enough confidence for me to do something that I may look foolish at, but I'm in the back of my head is like, you know, I mean, other people look foolish doing this, but I'm here to learn. I'm here to, you know, go through the process and whatnot. You know what I mean? When it comes to other settings, like everybody got an ego. I definitely got an ego. You know what I mean? I'm not the most social person, and in certain situations, social settings, if my confidence kind of drips a little bit, my ego kicks in and be like, what? You're the baddest to ever do this. You know what I mean? You better, you feel me? So that's just two ways that I build confidence. So it's either reminding myself that, you know, get out your head.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Or just reassuring myself that, listen, who won't tell you something?
Right.
You know what I mean? And
I like that. There's nothing new under the sun. Mm-hmm. Like, people been going through it.
Exactly.
People been going through it. They've been through worse.
Exactly.
They've been through worse. They're mm-hmm. going through worse. Mm-hmm. You're going to survive it. You just got to keep your head up. Keep right. moving forward. And then, remember all the shit that you've accomplished.
Exactly.
All the things that you've been through that got you to this point.
Yep.
All the things that you didn't think that you would be able to do that you did. And then, boom, now, like, What's next? Yeah, what's right. next? We had that little slogan, but it's really, and this whole conversation has been going to it. It's not what's next. It's what's right now.
Mm-hmm.
What's now?
Right.
What's now? Let's get it now. Let's begin right now.
Yeah.
Right now. What's now? What are we doing right now? We can't look to the future. We can't look forward.
Mm-hmm.
Motorcycle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The chopper.
Yeah, it's definitely important to have that dream and that vision in place, but not to fixate on that the entire time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You definitely want the top of the mountain, this is where I'm going, but you also want to focus on the steps that is going to take you to get to the top of that mountain. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Once you figure out what the top looks like for you, all right, keep that in there. When you go to bed at night, that's coming in. You feel it, but step by step, you go through it and you understand yourself and you're aware and you're like, all right, I'm only going to get to the top if I work on this. I know that this is my weakness right here. This is what I need to step up on. Let's be present in that. It's yeah. great. In the back of my mind, I'm already at the top,
mm-hmm.
but I'm still working on me and present in the process that, hey,
right.
I still need to do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's... Forever, no different.
Forever sharpening those tools.
Exactly. You guys lift, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure you got a picture in your head of what you trying to look like in the next 2 years.
So that was my next question. That was actually my next question, bro.
You know what I mean? But every workout, you're looking at it as, yeah, but I need to do this right here, right now.
Yeah.
But when that second year hits, I'm there. You know what I mean? Because the 2 years is going to go by, and if I didn't focus on that right now,
you didn't
it's
going to
be
nothing.
Another 2 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep. You didn't take those steps.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, that being said, can you give a description, a synopsis of who you want to become, who you are working to become? Can you, what do you look like when you get to that point? If it's 2 years down the road or if it's just you in the future, what are you working towards being right now?
Definitely gonna have the salt and pepper beard, looking like old Dos Equis, man. So,
hey,
that's the look, that's the vibe. But my dress, like, bro, like for real, like the way I vision is just like being able to move around and spread this word, like be able to really help people in their lives, and like for me, like I'm definitely geared towards the mental wellness of things, and like how much the mental plays on the physical. Emotional and the spiritual, like that drives everything. So like the life coaching thing, so I'm remote, I'm moving, this brand's thriving, we got apparel out, like I'm just that entity, like I'm B, like I am a visual of being, but I'm also motivating others to be, and I'm spreading that message, spreading that word, and building a team of people that want to be like that's my ultimate vision in life. And like it always goes back to like, oh, you want money? Nah, bro, it's like freedom. Like, some people want money to have money. Some people want money for freedom. And like, for me, it's all about the freedom. And mm-hmm. the freedom comes with helping other people achieve that freedom. Like, I don't want to be the only one that's free.
The freedom of your time. Yeah, bro.
I've been down. Like, I know that shit sucks. And I know once I get free, it's relieving. And I don't want to be the only one that feels that.
What if quarantine started? I was out of work, but you were still working. It's like, damn, I'm bored. Where my boy at? Like, where my homie at? Yeah, so like, I know. That's what I'm saying though. It's just like, if I'm doing it, like, I don't want to do it by myself. They say it's lonely at the top, but why not? Like, steel sharpens steel, and we gotta heal each other. Teams. We gotta help each other. No man's an island. We're not gonna do it alone.
It don't take like one person to make it. Whole tribe eats, bro. Like, that one at the top is just the concept. Like,
and everybody has pieces to bring to it. Yeah. Everybody has a piece to the puzzle, man. And you can wear many, many hats, too. Like, you do so many different things, right? Mm-hmm. And you're working on doing that. It's about being versatile and a utility player. Mm-hmm. Like, damn, that I could put that guy at any position and he's going to make a difference. You know what I mean? Like, to be that type of person, to be adaptable and to be just like willing to accept those things, that's pretty cool. Who are you working on becoming?
Oh man, that's a deep question. Think about this every night. But me personally, who I'm trying to become is I'm honestly trying to become someone that I needed when I was younger, you know what I mean? And I am huge on family. I don't have a family of my own just yet, but part of my full existence right now is becoming that person that I needed for the next generation. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it extends past just my immediate family. It's for, you know, the kids out there who need an inspiration, you know, for shit, grown men who need an inspiration. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Becoming the best version of me that I can be to inspire the next and the future generation. You know what I mean? To, you know, spread that positivity to other people who may need it. You know what I mean? Because hey, it's a hard life out here, and not everyone has, once again, that internal force within them to keep on fighting.
It wasn't nurtured. Mm-hmm. It wasn't nurtured enough. It wasn't built up, that confidence. Exactly. You know that movie, The Help? You are strong. You are mm-hmm. beautiful. You
right.
That's important, man. Mm-hmm. Those affirmations, though, being able to tell that to yourself and having those people in your life that are constantly affirming, like, rather than people that are trying to take away, don't tell him that, he'll get a big hit. Don't say that. Don't, like, come on, man. Like, right. you gonna block my blessings? You gonna take away? Right? Like, nah, man. Don't do that to me.
Exactly. So that's just what I'm working on, trying to become, you know, be an external force that's going to help spark more internal forces, basically, whether it's within my immediate family or extended family, because we all family. So. Everybody,
can I dig a little bit more into that question though? Because you said you want to be what you felt like you didn't have necessarily mm-hmm. as a child. So what do you feel like you didn't have? Because you both got both your parents, mm-hmm. all right? Mm-hmm. Like, you got brothers, sisters, family, yeah. all that. So like, what do you feel like that you were missing, or what do you feel like that you wanted?
For one, a stronger presence. You know what I mean? Not to dig too much into my family life mm-hmm. and whatnot, but having a strong, positive presence in my life. You know, my parents did what they had to do. We grew up in hard times and whatnot, so they weren't always around. You know, so I had to go through. Exactly. Yeah. So I had to go through a lot of things by myself and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And that's just something.
Guidance.
Like, exactly. Guidance and whatnot. And as men, we know this. As men, it could get tough to where it's like, if I don't have that immediate guidance, who do I go to? You know what I mean? And that's how so many of us fall into the wrong crowds and fall into this and fall into that. And it's like, if I could be that for somebody, regardless of how close I am to them or not, you know what I mean? Then that's where I want to be. You know what I mean?
Low key, I think both of y'all want to be celebrities too. Look, for real though, like that's how you change lives. That's how you, like, think about the power that a floating head has, man. They can influence generations. Think about Tupac. Think about Nipsey. Think about Kobe. Think about all these people that are big time. Like,
Influencer, yeah. Celebrity, I don't know. Like, they don't need TMZ following me around everywhere. But like, if I can make an impact in the world, I'd love to make an impact in the world. I'm 100%. Gonna make an impact in the world. I know that.
At least your world, mm-hmm. which in turn mm-hmm. affects the whole world.
Exactly.
Say 6 degrees.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like that part.
That
Yeah. What about you, man?
Who am I trying to become? Who I've always wanted to be?
Mm-hmm.
I think peace was the first thing. Like, as soon as I asked y'all, like, peace was the first word that came to my mind. Like, and being at peace, I think comes from a couple different aspects. I think the biggest one for me is relationship-wise, right? So that's mm-hmm. me understanding myself where I'm not lashing out at anybody. I'm having just completely healthy relationships and cutting off anything negative, right? And then I think that it's like financial stability and not having to stress about that kind of stuff, right? And then it's like just pursuing everything that does set me on fire, and that's it. And like, there's so many different things, so it's like about just taking the time to invest and dig into each single area that I want to do. Mm-hmm. So I want to be the best version of me. The best version of me is doing all of the things that I love and I enjoy. Mm-hmm. So that means following through on all these things on a daily basis, not letting life take me over and take me out, but me staying in control of me, being at peace, being happy with how I'm moving and when what I'm doing, being able to make an influence and a difference in people's lives, and still make time for myself and those around me that I truly care about.
Okay.
I think that's what came to the top of the dome right there. But I just want to be the best me. I want to be the best me. A lot of what you said, man, like, I didn't have my dad growing up. And so, like, restoring that relationship is awesome. But having a family is huge to me. And I can't wait for that moment. But it's all about preparing for that. So that means being the man that I got to be for when that time comes. Taking care of everything that I got to take care of now in order to make it more smooth sailing. Like, it's not going to be easy. I don't want it to be easy at all by any means, but I want to, and you'll never be fully prepared, right? And there's never a perfect time. And I think that's one of my things too, is like, I'll sandbag on some things because I'm like, I don't want to put that out yet because I don't want people to judge. I don't want people to see this, but you know what? Like, you put it out now, you tweak it. You put it out now, you tweak it. You do it better next time. You live and you learn. You learn from it. Like, every movie you see wasn't just one take. It was time and time and time again, right? So it's like, every song you hear, like, I tried to record a song when I went down to visit my dad, and just, like, the process, like, seeing the process, man, like, that's crazy. Right. It takes so much. It mm-hmm. takes so much into it. And so it's just realizing that it's okay to settle. It's not settle, to slow down, mm-hmm. like, to take your time, but just put, yeah, man, just keep moving. That's it. I just want to keep moving. I want to keep my head up. I want to learn how to float. Right. I want to learn how to keep my head above water. You know what I mean? And be good.
Right.
What did Sarah say? Life's so much better when you move in slow motion.
Man, I think this was a very helpful conversation. I think this was great. I enjoyed talking to both of you guys.
Collection of minds.
Yeah, man.
We gotta name this something else, like Three Horsemen or something. Big Three, something crazy.
Hey. I like it. The Three Wise Men.
Three Wise Men. Yes, sir. Three Wise Men. It's powerful. Appreciate you being on, man, and sharing your mind.
Yeah, man.
It's kind of like spur of the moment, but appreciate that.
Thank you guys for having me on, for real.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
It's always good talking to you, man. It's always uplifting and encouraging. It's good to find good people in your lives, man. And like our conversation the other day, man, I could sit in here for hours. Like, I left my phone over there. I was just over here, like, just talking, bro. Just
hour and a half.
Yeah, man.
Right.
And it's like, it's times like that that you're like, damn, why am I not doing that more often? Or why am I not doing this? But life is busy and we're all working towards things. So it's like, you're not taking nothing personal. It's just like timing. And then enjoy that time while you're in it, being present. So what is be? overall, what does be mean? I would say being present, being aware, and staying positive, being progressive, looking for improvement, looking for ways to do better. That's what be would mean to me, I guess. Be would be a collective. Be yourself, be real, be true to you, and have fun. Have some fun.
Yeah, and be accountable to your flame. Like, when you feel that, don't put it out to fill anybody else's standards. Like, when you feel that flame, that's you. Be accountable to that. Like, let that thing grow. Like, don't put that fire out.
That's right. Nurture that.
Nurture that.
Mm-hmm. Word up.
Cool.
Word to your mother.
Like, be real, because there is no be real.
Hey.
Peace.